headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah. Hello with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, a new surgical microscope for cataract surgery is being used in a Queensland hospital, which doctors say will lead Australia towards faster and safer procedures. The C-Luma system is currently being trialled at the Mater Private Hospital Redland and allows surgeons to observe and perform cataract surgery in a variety of ways, including fully digital binoculars alongside monitor-based 3D surgery. Dr. Sunil Warrior, an ophthalmologist at Mater Hospital, has said, "Any time that we can see better, we get cleaner surgery, and the less time we spend touching the human body, the quicker it heals." Following its successful trial, the technology will be rolled out across Australia. Also in local news, Brisbane City Council has created a joint task force with police to investigate antisocial behaviour at local homeless camps.
Oh, no.
Council City Standards Chairwoman Sarah Hutton has said that the council has been receiving an increasing amount of complaints from local residents and businesses near the camps. Homeless charity volunteer Paul Slater has said that more police officers and tougher penalties are not the solution to Brisbane's homelessness crisis. Mr. Slater has said this is all a great distraction from the fact that there is a massive shortage of emergency accommodation and adequate housing for these people. In national news, Australia is urging G20 leaders to confront the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East throughout the global summit in the next 2 days. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is pushing for a tougher stance on the two wars and is aiming to link the conflicts to the broader purpose of the G20, which is to coordinate financial policy and boost growth. Mr. Albanese has said in the draft extracts, the G20 is another vital opportunity for the international community to call for a de-escalation of the violence in the Middle East. The draft comments do not lay blame for the conflict in the Middle East, but call for the G20 to take a more definite position than last year, where it went without comment.
In other national news, Woolworths senior executives will be grilled at an inquiry today in Australia's supermarkets, with Coles bosses facing the inquiry later in the week. Details on prices, competition, profitability and supply chains are at the top of the agenda for the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission investigation initiated by the federal government. The commission alleges that the two major supermarkets have increased the price of products by 15% for short periods before dropping the price and selling them under promotions. The ACCC's report is due in February. However, the watchdog is taking separate legal action against Coles and Woolworths, accusing them of misleading customers with fake discounts. In international news, US President Joe Biden has permitted Ukraine's use of US-supplied long-range missiles to strike targets inside Russian territory. This marks a major policy change, as previously US weapons were only allowed to be used on Russian forces within Ukraine. The decision follows after it was revealed that North Korean troops had been sent to aid Russian forces. The Kremlin has previously stated it would view the use of US weapons within Russia as a serious escalation in the war. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of showers in the evening. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is high and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you. Oh, don't go!